Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul DeTino. And as the Giants get ready to take on the Tennessee Titans, keep in mind they used to be called the Houston Oilers. And only five times has Eli Manning gone up against this team. Doesn't know them quite well. Here's Eli.
You know, they do a good job getting some pressure on the quarterback. They show a lot of different looks, a lot of different blitzes. They have some good players. They're sound in what they're doing, and so it's something we have great preparation. We don't know them real well. It's not a team we face against a whole lot, and they got pretty complex, a lot of different personnel, a lot of different combinations of blitzes and coverages, and they've changed up kind of from week to week some. So we gotta be prepared for everything, and expect there to be something new and react to that as well.
All right, Paul, I know you do a lot of study on the matchups for the Giants. Who's the one player that Eli has to be most concerned about on the Tennessee Titans defense?
Well, Dan Morgan, the outside linebacker, is only allowing about 2.5 yards a carry rushing when teams run to the left side of that Titans defense. So he's a guy who can really shut things down right there. But otherwise, the rest of the defense hasn't really performed as well as the Titans would like them to. However, they do have 31 sacks, which is ninth in the National Football League.
And knowing about their defense, what's the one Giants player you think is going to have the biggest game?
Well, I do think that Beckham is going to be the guy once again, because I think Eli's going to have the time to throw against these guys.
Great stuff. This has been your Giants in 90. Anita Marks with Paul DeTino.